Now, following marathon talks in Germany, top diplomats from the International Syria Support Group have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities in the war-torn country. But the halt will not apply to the battle against terrorist groups such as Daesh and al-Nusra Front.
Foreign ministers from the United States, Russia, and more than a dozen other nations have agreed on a cessation of hostilities in Syria after a meeting in Munich.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry announced that the ceasefire would apply to all parties except terrorist organizations, including the Daesh Takfiri terror group and al-Qaeda franchise al-Nusra Front. In a press conference with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, Kerry added that the agreement would provide rapid humanitarian access to besieged Syrian towns. Lavrov also assured that access will be secured in all besieged areas in Syria.
We are satisfied that we have managed to agree on principles of the solution of the idea that access will be provided throughout Syria to all besieged areas without any exception. This will be done in an integrated manner so as not to discriminate anyone and not to solve problems by ignoring other parts of the country.
Lavrov added that Russian airstrikes would continue on areas held by al-Nusra Front and Daesh. However, he stressed that halting the fighting in Syria will be a difficult task. Lavrov also warned against calls for the Syrian president to be toppled. He said it would be an illusion to think Bashar al-Assad's removal will have a positive impact. Now there is hope that the Munich agreement may restore peace to the war-ravaged country.
U.S.-led coalition and the Russian-led coalition, who are both operating in Syria, one, the former without the permission of the Syrian government, the latter with the permission of the Syrian government, have for the first time agreed to work together militarily to defeat ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra. This is a significant step forward.
Another issue over which ministers wrangled in Munich was a commitment by parties to the conflict to return to the peace talks. Although foreign ministers from the International Syria Support Group managed to seal an agreement on cessation of hostilities in the Arab country, the real test would be whether a truce could serve as a bridge toward the resumption of genuine peace talks later this month.
Let's speak to James Dorsey. He's a senior fellow with the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, and he joins us via Skype from Singapore. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dorsey. Now, I'd like to pick up on that last question that we asked in our report as far as this truce goes. Can it be used as a template to bring about lasting peace in Syria?
Well, I think one will have to wait and see, but I would not bet on it. Fact of the matter is that all of the participating countries in the Munich conference are not looking for a cessation of hostilities or a ceasefire for the sake of a ceasefire. They're looking to achieve contradictory political goals. And I don't see that we are yet at a point at which all of the countries, and more importantly, the major players feel that their goals have been achieved.
So you won't say that the goal here is to defeat Daesh and basically provide some sort of stability and security for the people of Syria?
Well, none of the participants in Munich would deny that they want to see Daesh defeated. Fact of the matter is that not all of them are equally committed to that in the sense that they see that as a priority. Just to take the Russians, for example, Russia intervened last September militarily in Syria to defeat the Islamic State. Much of what it's been defeating have been anti-Bashar al-Assad rebels. Saudi Arabia, for its part, also has said that it wants to defeat Daesh, but its priorities lie at this moment in Yemen. We've had 5 years of bloodshed. So far, that hasn't persuaded anyone to stop the fighting.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's James Dorsey, senior fellow with the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, joining us via Skype from Singapore. Mr. Dorsey, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.